This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, the ayat that I just recited contained the description of the people of taqwa. Al-Muttaqeen, such a concept that was described in the Quran or mentioned in the Quran over 230 times. Can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on reminding us that a lot of good things being prepared for the people of taqwa. If we read the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah,
Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this is the book, the Quran. In it, there is no doubt a guidance for the people of taqwa. So the Quran was meant to guide the people with this beautiful quality. The quality that summarizes the lifestyle of a Muslim. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Anywhere you go, you have to display this quality. And just like how guidance, hidayah, was restricted for the people of taqwa, Jannah too, my brothers and sisters in Islam, was prepared for the people of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the ayat recited earlier, race one another, my brothers and sisters in Islam, towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah, which is as wide as the size of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It was prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people of taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the qualities of the people of taqwa. And this is the episode of today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, taqwa as a lifestyle. First of all, taqwa is defined as creating a barrier between yourself and anything else that may anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you are tempted to fall into sinful activities, this shield, taqwa, will prevent you from falling into such an error. You will always have that awareness deep inside of you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching you. And as such, you will feel so shame deep inside, or ashamed of falling into sinful activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited. This is taqwa. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, it was said that he had defined taqwa as al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit-tanzeel wal-rida bil-qaleel wal-istidadu li-yawm al-rahil. Taqwa is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, the mighty, the most powerful. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ. And to work hard to implement the revelation sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran or through the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the implementation of what Allah had revealed. This is too a sign of your taqwa. وَالْرِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ. And to be content, happy and satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have provided you with, my brothers and sisters, in this dunya, even if it appears to you as little. وَالْاِسْتَعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. And to be prepared for the day of departure, for death. These four line definitions of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda sums up the quality of a person with taqwa. In fact, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the entire month of Ramadan, its purpose, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it one of the pillars of Islam, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory upon every believers and even the nations before the Muslims, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may develop taqwa and become people of taqwa. Now, among the signs that maybe can give you a little bit of indication that you are a person of taqwa or not are mentioned in the ayat that we recited in the beginning of this episode. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who spend in good time when they are in a state of comfort and ease and the bank account is perfect, mashallah, tabarakallah. وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and also during bad time when things are a bit difficult and tight, they don't say, no, I don't have enough, so I will keep for myself and my family. No, they go out of the way even during difficulties and they spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have firm belief that if they spend, Allah will give back, because Allah is Al-Kareem, the most generous. They understood the ayah in the Quran.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
That the example of those who spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like the seed that you have planted, which afterwards it grew 7 years. And in each year, Allahu Akbar, 100 grains. And Allah multiply, on the top of all of that, Allah multiply to those whom He is pleased with. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too vast, is too rich and ever-knowing. Another quality mentioned in the same ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and those who restrain their anger. Allah didn't say here those who control the feeling of anger, because we do get angry. We do experience this intense emotion sometimes. And throughout the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we could see some incidents where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself became angry. Even some of the narrators will describe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as getting angry, or he has gotten angry. But how did he display that anger? This is an art by itself. How could you contain that intense emotion within you so that you do not explode and create chaos around you? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who restrain their angers, means that during the time where they feel so agitated and angry and boiling from inside out, they do not cause any damage on the outside.
وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ,
another quality mentioned, and those who pardon others, those who forgive others and let go of the mistakes, those who know their own shortcomings, and that's why they let go of the mistakes of others, because they're hoping that when they err, when they make mistakes, they will find kind-hearted people as well who will forgive them and let go of their errors. They are hoping that on the day of judgment, just like how they forgave others, Allah too will let go of the mistakes. Subhanallah al-Azim.
Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin.
Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah loves those who do good. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah described all the above actions, restraining your anger, forgiving others, and spending in good time and bad time, as something good done with the quality of ihsan. Such a quality that will, inshallah ta'ala, be discussed in another episode. But Allah loves those people. And if Allah loved you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, congratulations. What else should you fear? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe further other qualities of the people of taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشًا, and those when they fall into indecency and immoral activity, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or maybe they have wronged themselves in any way, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately they remember that Allah is overwatching them. Immediately they remember that they have sinned in front of the King of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Malik Yawm al-Din, the master of the day of judgment. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then immediately also they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, my brothers and sisters, that وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who else is there who can forgive sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَمْ
يصروا على ما فعلوا. And those people will never insist on what they have done. They will never insist on the sin. They will resist it. They will fight it. They will find out a way to overpower the temptations and the sinful activities. They will not commit that sin while knowing for sure that it is sinful activity. Such are the qualities of the people of taqwa. And if you can live by these qualities, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that such people, their repayment will be maghfirah, complete forgiveness of the past sins, and jannat, not jannah, plural of paradise. Jannat, a lot of jannas, where rivers will be flowing underneath. Khalidina fiha. You will live there, you will abide there forever, for eternity. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And this is how excellent the reward of those who implement, who act upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so my brothers and sisters in Islam, your homework this Ramadan and beyond inshaAllah ta'ala is to develop as much taqwa in your heart as possible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his chest and he said, "At-taqwa hahuna." Taqwa occurs inside of you, in the heart. That's why no one can measure your level of taqwa except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who controls and oversee and overwatch your heart. And this is why exactly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no difference, there is no any superiority between black and whites, Arabs and non-Arabs, except by the level of taqwa. This is the criteria that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to judge me and you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So utilize Ramadan to achieve this goal. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So perhaps by the end of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will be among the muttaqeen and you will be earning such a beautiful reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I and everyone who's watching us the highest level of taqwa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. جزاكم الله خيرا. But hold it, don't leave quickly. Please share the video with everyone and subscribe if you didn't already. And we'll see you tomorrow inshaAllah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.